All right, so we're a long way into an AC/DC song because I've got distracted listening to it. Welcome to Adam and Milk. It's just Milk this week, Milk being me. While Adam's away in Italy, I've been putting out some stuff to keep us going over the time that Adam's away. We had a good response to the Amanda Beattie episode last week. So thanks again to Amanda for coming in and doing that. That was great. It was pretty funny. Well, it was very funny in my opinion. So if you missed that one, go back and check it out. That's our most listened to episode so far, which proves my theory correct that if you put hot women in anything, you'll get some attention. Now, whether that's the attention that you want or not, that's not for me to say. It just gets attention. And so the hope is that it gets a little, you know, say you get, all right, so the total people that are drawn to it for that, you're dealing with that 100%. And you might get 35% that stick around after that. And the rest will disappear after that listen or maybe next week or the week after. But well, I guess it's probably even less than that when you start putting it over that time. But yeah, that's the goal with all those sorts of things, that we get them involved and hopefully bring some new people on board. So while Adam's away, I've had the house to myself. I've had a lot of time to reflect and relax. In doing that, something came to my attention, that Adam isn't just away anymore. While he was in Italy, he fell in with the wrong crowd and he blew up a hospital. And it's hard to believe that my friend, who I've known since I was four years old, thereabouts, I've known for that long, has done this. And that's blowing up the hospital wasn't the worst part of it. You'd think it was the suicide vest. You'd think it was the damage in human lives. But no, the worst part is that Adam had AIDS. And when he blew himself up in that hospital, it sent fragments of Adam into the air, and AIDS is now airborne. And so we have to deal with that now. So thanks for that, Adam. You fucking cunt. Adam's in Italy. He'll be back in, I think, about 3 weeks from now. And we'll be hopefully bringing the show live when Adam gets back. I'm going to test out some things over the next few weeks with Facebook Live, because I think that's probably the way to go, because most of our audience is on Facebook. So we'll see. There's a lot of reasons that they would kick us off, which is another thing which I'll just jump over to now. One of the things that I want to push for the show is that it is unpleasant. The point of it is to be something that you couldn't get away with on regular TV, but also at the same time, I don't want it to be, oh, we're just going to say cunt and we're going to say offensive words just for the sake of it. I get that. I get the humor in that, but I don't want it to be the thing. You're still just adhering to a set of rules. You're still just doing what that thing is. So that's gay and we don't want to do that. So I'm going to tag the show. I want to set it up as our kind of slogan, which I'm completely stealing, by the way. 100% stealing it. But I'm adapting it, so I think it's fine. and also, I'm going to be upfront about my stealing. And I think that's the way I have to be, because We're still young. We're trying all this stuff. We're trying all these stuff out. We're going to see how it goes, and we need to try different things. And what are we going to do? We're going to be influenced. So anyway, what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to push the show as Adam and Milk, or Unpleasant with Adam and Milk, the most offensive podcast in the Southern Hemisphere. Now, I'm stealing that 100% from a great podcast called The Legion of Skanks with Dave Smith, Louis J. Gomez, and Big J. Okerson. And it's a great podcast. And it really is I'm not going to use that phrase. It's a completely different show in that it's kind of like an old school Opie and Anthony thing where you just have a bunch of guys and they, you know, will joke about anything, any topic. A running joke for the last couple of months has been, all right, so one of the comedians, his mother died of a heroin overdose. One of the running jokes has been voicing things like last words from her to Lewis as while nodding out from heroin, which is ballsy and hilarious, and I love that shit. So they bill their podcast as the most offensive podcast on earth. Now, they've done The Gauntlet on their show, which, if you don't know what The Gauntlet is, it's a collaboration or a collection, whatever, collection of the most offensive or most hard to watch videos on the internet. And these are like executions and things like that. These are some really sinister, heinous shit. Now, on this show, we've watched a man without a penis put, is it celery? Or is it, I think it was celery, in the hole where his penis should be, and sort of wiggle that around. That's about as far as I want to go with it. Oh, well, it wasn't part of the show, but we also watched a cereal get et out of a woman's asshole on the set of a porn. And the thing that I took away from that is that that was cold. Anyway, I don't want to push things as far as that because I'm just not comfortable with that in my real life. And that's what we want the show to be, as much of what our lie, like, we will go a little bit further than what I would in just our regular life for the entertainment value, but I'm not opening myself up to that because I don't have the stomach for it. I want to distance myself. I can't make jokes. They made The Gauntlet funny. They watched it start to finish and made jokes. I don't know. Anyway, they're much older. They're professionals. That's what we aspire to be in many, many years. And so I've got to try it on. And it's not going to be that for the whole time. It's going to be something different further down the line. All right, so it's been a big week. We've had International Women's Day, which is apparently a thing. I didn't know about that at all. So apparently it's more than Laundry Day. So I don't really want to even talk about it. I don't want to address it. So apparently you're supposed to wear purple. Just coincidentally, I have a purple shirt. I should be wearing it right now. I have a purple shirt called. I have a purple shirt with "Fuck ISIS" written on top of it, or on the outside of it. Why am I stumbling so much? I think I know why. I've had a caffeine pill to help get me through work, and I think I'm just sort of dealing with the leftovers from that. So there we go. All right, cool. I don't know, why is that making so much noise? Oh, okay. Sorry, I had cords plugged in and it was making noise and I'm very unhappy about it. So, I think I'm going to do my needle live on the show. I don't know if that's going to be a good thing or not, so I'm going to do drugs on the show. And by drugs, I mean prescription legal drugs, which I need for my back. So, just in case anyone doesn't know, I get embarrassed having to bring it up all the time because I feel like I'm really drawing attention to it when I don't want to. But it's a topic and I kind of have to. So I have a condition called ankylosing spondylitis, which means that my spine really wants to be the letter C. And so it's just curving around slowly, and it was much worse years ago. And so I'm on a medication for it, and it's a TNF inhibitor, which I think means tumor necrosis factor, which is your immune system. That's what, when it attacks something, that's what it's called. And so what it kind of suppresses the immune system and sort of lets you get away with it. Now, the reason I am... All right, no, scratch that. I've been on this needle since I was 17, so it's 6 years. And it can be self-administered, it's every fortnight, but I cannot do that because I am a vagina. It causes some problems when I'm walking around. I tend to drag my lips a little bit. But one of the benefits is there's a ramp going into the medical center, so I can go in there and they can give the needle to me. I just bring it to them because otherwise I'm just going to pass out. Now, all right, so little side note. I was fine with blood, fine with needles, fine with all of that stuff. Until I think it would have been 2010, I was living with a couple of friends of mine. I sliced my thumb when I was cooking, and I remember the thought process because I was out of home and I'm so used to just having, oh, I know where Band-Aids and things like that are. And for some reason, this thought process led to me passing out, of me going, I don't know where these things are. What do I do to stop this blood? And it just escalated, and I wake up on the floor with my friends looking up at me. And the first thing that I said was, oh, I'm gay. Because I knew that I was gay from that moment on. I couldn't... What straight man passes out from cutting his finger and bleeding a tiny little bit? So I've been fighting that ever since. Anyway, so that's why I can't get needles, which I should be able to handle after getting them for so long, so frequently. Should be able to, but can't. Anyway, a few months ago, I went in and... This is embarrassing. So I ended up just consoling this crying, obese woman. And she was lovely. But she, let's be honest, she's fucking large. She's very large. As most nurses are when they get to... Actually, no, I'll just say most. I was going to bring up age, but that's irrelevant. So she went to give me the needle, didn't take the cap off. We lost it. Now, that stuff is fucking expensive. So that was a shame. So that's why she was crying. She knew she'd fucked up. Luckily, I had one with me. Well, I was able to sort it out. And so I'm able to get one on compassionate grounds. So I'm going to duck off really quickly. And... So I'll duck off real quick and grab this needle out. So let it warm up over a little bit of time. I will be right back. Once we get this going, so you've got something to listen to. Bob and Tom, yuck.
All right.
I can't get to sleep. I think about the implications of diving in too deep. Possibly the complications. At least there's pretty lights.
All right, I'm going to have to stop this now before I get too distracted. All right, so I'm back, and I have the needle with me. So I can't tell I don't know if this is just for a single one. So I was lucky to get a replacement for this. I don't even know if I'm supposed to be able to talk about that or not. It's like when you get a new job and they make you sign. Every job now has a clause or has a contract for you to sign, or is part of the contract that you are not allowed to talk about it. You're not allowed to talk about your job on social media. They all have social media clauses. And I think this might be a breach of something like that. I don't know. Blah, blah, blah. So I think this might be for two of them. And the full, so they come two at a time, full cost of $1,500. Holy fuck. So this is some expensive shit, and we're still in the trial stages of this at the moment. Well, I guess like it apparently it had been out for about 10 years when I first did it, when I was 17. So it's, I guess it's been going on for a while now, but really we don't know the long-term effects of this stuff. I notice it. So I compare it to my, it's a male period is what I go through. Towards the end of the fortnight where I'm due for my needle, I get a little bit cranky. I get a little lethargic, and like it's definitely noticeable. All right, so I'm just opening up the instructions on here. There's this shit. Why seal things away? This is sealed with that little, you know, when they stick things to, they stick the label to like a pineapple. And it's that annoying, rubbery, sticky nonsense. They've sealed the instructions on that with that. Okay. Description, pharmacology, blah, blah, blah. We don't need any of that shit. Also, Vault 7, WikiLeaks has happened. So I'm in the process of reading up about it at the moment and learning everything for myself, which I can't be bothered with anymore. Like, it looks like they're killing people. I'm becoming more and more of a conspiracy guy, and I don't... Jesus Christ. How big are these fucking instructions? I don't want to be a conspiracy guy. We did that little conspiracy special. I think we've got a bloke coming in a week or two to talk about aliens. And I'm like, holy shit, what happened? I started 2017 totally... Oh, like we did a special last year, which we put up on YouTube, the Halloween special where we talked about ghosts and things like that. Totally just for the story of it. And now we're fucking talking about the potential conspiracies. I loved Alex Jones on the Rogan podcast. I am talking about Vault 7 and the government killing people and so on. And I'm just like, oh, fuck, how far have I come? Oh, no. I never wanted to... I don't want to be that guy. I really don't. But okay, so with the Vault 7 stuff, it confirmed a lot of people's suspicions already. So if nobody's looked it up, it is... I don't know why WikiLeaks have called it Vault 7, because Vault 7 is that weird building in like the... It's like in the Greenland or something like that that supposedly houses all of the seeds, like the untampered with... modified seeds. I don't know. That's another weird thing that we just all kind of accepted. Watermelon doesn't have seeds anymore, grapes. And when you grow something, you can grow it once and then that's it. You don't just let it, it doesn't just drop seeds and to grow more anymore. That doesn't work. Maybe I'm speaking just personally on that, but that is something that's really slipped under my radar and I don't think about often enough and go, hang on, that's really not right. This doesn't make much sense. All right, so I've got some visual instructions here before you use... tell you, doctor allergy. This is... All right, so I think I'll get a YouTube video going or something. It's not sight in your... Yeah, all right. So I think I'm going to do it in the stomach because the stomach seems to be a lot easier to handle as far as pain goes than anything else. I wonder, maybe I should stand up. Oh, I don't want to... I might actually pass out. So we're leaving this out just to warm it up because it fucking stings. It really, really hurts. When it's really cold, like it still has a sting once it's in there. But when it's cold, it's just that much worse. So remove grey cap and plum cap. All right, fuck all that shit. We're doing videos. I'll be on the Humira bandwagon very soon. How to inject? Oh, this guy's doing it straight into his thigh. Oh my goodness.
Okay, this is my Humira box that I just took out of the fridge. Inside.
Sorry, I'm switching this over now.
Humira pens that are left. Yeah. I already took four on the first day. One in the left leg, two in the left leg, one in the right leg, one in the stomach. Got my alcohol pads. A booklet that tells you all the cancers you're going to get in a couple years.
When we're men, when we're great.
And other stuff I haven't read yet. And a little calendar in here so you can mark when you've taken it and when your next time is.
Period.
Yeah, it's kind of like one of those menstrual cycle planners, when the perfect time to get pregnant. Here.
What is this fag doing?
Pretty much just take off one side. It says number one.
Why do people like this always say the words? See, this is something I've got to be very conscious of. I have crutches as well. But so you're pretty much just, and it's like, well, pretty much, what are you summarizing? What's so complex that people use, this is something I've noticed, people use the word basically way too much now. So how does that door work? Basically, you grab the handle, you push down, and then you push the door open, basically. Oh, really? Could you fucking complicate that at all? No, you couldn't. The most complicated version is the same as the most basic version. You're not dumbing anything down, and you're certainly not helping by doing so.
Let off first, then you take off number two. Number two is the button that you're going to push down. Number one's actually the needle. And if you look in this window right here, you can kind of see a clear solution in there. That's the actual biologic agent that goes into your body and shuts down your immune system, kind of like AIDS, but not really. When you're done pushing the button, when you hold it for 10 seconds, you'll see a little yellow thing pass through this indicator window, and that means that the medication has completely gone into your body. It feels like a wasp sting, so it kind of feels like you just grab a wasp, squeeze a stinger out, and then just stick it straight in your leg and hold it for 10 seconds.
I'm starting to shit myself.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and prep my left leg. I got a little... Oh, wow, that just dirtied my clean wipe.
It's alcohol. It killed anything already.
I don't know about this floor. And the needle,
I don't know about this floor.
Out from inside.
Oh, boy. He sounds like Seth Galifianakis. You know, Zach Galifianakis's his brother, which is a character that he plays. The gay sort of southern guy, kind of like Jack Black in that movie Bernie. Hey, guys.
Number two, the button.
Oh, she's behaving just like she's being an absolute doll all day.
Wiped.
Oh, no.
Push this right here with the indicator window towards me.
Oh, what are you doing, bro?
Push the button, hold for 10 seconds. And.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah. And it's in.
Fuck this. I'm not doing that.
In the window, there's that yellow indicator. That means all the medication came out and you're in.
Fuck this shit. I'm putting it back in the fridge. No way, man. That's you got to hold that in for so long? Fuck this.
Solution to yourself too fast. Air shot out through the hole.
I'm putting it back in the fridge now. I'm sorry. I have misjudged this terribly. I was full of gusto, ready to do this. New siree. Nah, not for me.